Connecticut's five U.S. House members are all Democrats and usually stand together on most issues. But a huge new free trade agreement currently being negotiated between the U.S. and 10 other Pacific nations is causing some friction. The Obama administration has drawn criticism for fast-tracking the talks on the Trans-Pacific Partnership and excluding Congress from the negotiations. The partnership's opponents believe it will cost American jobs, undermine consumer protections, and put internet freedoms at risk. The AFL-CIO is among its most vocal critics, Connecticut Secretary General Laurie Pelletier.
We need to be careful with trade. We all get that it's a global economy, but at the same time, other countries are very strong in their language about if you want to sell products here in our country, you've got to build them here, and we should be doing the same thing with our country.
Pelletier strongly endorses an effort by the 3rd District's Rosa DeLauro. She unconditionally opposes the fast-track process and urges the administration to allow more congressional oversight. DeLauro has collected the signatures of 150 other Democrats on a letter to President Obama.
I think that she's spot on. She is concerned about the workers. She's concerned, in particular, because she does sit on the Agriculture Committee, about the food that would be coming in.
While DeLauro's letter is co-signed by Elizabeth Esty and Joe Courtney, two other signatures are notably absent. John Larson and Jim Himes have co-signed their own letter, this one endorsed by just 10 other House members. It also contains recommendations about what they'd like to see in the final agreement, but does not outright oppose the fast-track decision. Pelletier again.
The letters do differ a little bit. I think that the Congresswoman DeLauro's letter is much stronger, but again, I'm thrilled that both Congressman Larson and Himes have voiced what I see as a strong opposition to this being done, A, in secret, and B, not coming to the Congress.
Supporters of the free trade deal say it's a way to reduce regulation and tariffs and will spur economic growth in all of the countries involved. But Democratic politicians will continue to feel pressure to oppose a measure that labor unions believe could see jobs leaving the U.S. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.